This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back live at Twins Fest. All right, back on your home for the Minnesota Twins, WCCO Radio, live at Twins Fest 2025. Adam Carter, Glenn Perkins, joined right now up on stage by Twins reliever Cole Sands. Cole, thank you for being with us. How about a round of applause for Cole Sands? Cole, it was good that you could get out of Florida and get up to Minnesota and get away from all that snowfall. Tell us about your experience down in your home in Florida.
Yeah, how do y'all drive in that? I don't understand. No, it was crazy. I think we got 3 inches of snow, and I don't know what to do with it. So I built a snowman and threw some snowballs, and I was good. That was my off-season program. So.
It doesn't take much down there to get flights delayed. I know you were supposed to be here on Thursday night. Things happen, getting away, and how does that affect, what is that like down there? Because you're just not ready for it.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, for the most part, I could get around a little bit. I wasn't supposed to be. I don't tell anybody. But, I got my throwing in, some lifting in, and, I'm only about a week out from going down to Fort Myers. So, we're right there, and we're getting close for the season, so ready to go.
You have made some starts over the last couple of years. Last year, you were somewhat of a long man, swing man, started to get some later inning stuff. Did you feel your confidence grow as the season went on? Because watching from my perspective behind home plate up in the press level, it looked like you started to gain confidence as the season went on, conviction in your pitches. Did you feel that out on the mound?
Yeah, I did. I knew the stuff got better last year in spring. I was throwing harder. But for me, I never felt like my stuff was necessarily bad. It was just like getting good results. And, last year there was an outing that really stood out against the Dodgers. I went out there for, I think it was like one or two innings, and, I had some punch outs, and I was like, this team's really good, and I'm kind of like doing pretty well. So I was like, maybe my stuff does play here, and it really gave me some confidence. And then you just try and build off that, use a snowball, use the snowball effect there, and just build off of that, and, take it into the next outing. And, as the year went on, I felt a little more comfortable. And, just tried building off each outing, and it really paid off. So, yeah.
On the days where, you feel like your stuff is really working well, on the days where you feel like something maybe is a little bit off or it's just not the same, how do you mentally approach those kind of days when you get the call and get out on the mound?
Yeah, that was that's something new, too, because, you throw, 60, 70 appearances in a year, you're not going to feel good on probably most of them, really. But I just tried to go out there and compete with what I had. I do a lot of routines every day before the game, and I do what I can to get back to eat like to where I want to be. But a lot of it is you just got to go out there and compete, and just whatever that is, whether that's just having conviction with what you're throwing, or maybe you talk to the catcher that day and tell him, hey, I need targets here, or whatever it may be. And you just got to fight through it. It's a long season. You're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days. And some of the days that I felt probably the best in last year, I don't think I threw the ball that well. So it's kind of sometimes you can be too amped and have too much adrenaline going. So, somewhere in that middle ground is where you want to be.
We've talked on air a lot about the starting pitchers and how they, in between starts, during starts, you see guys up on the rail kind of talking to each other. And maybe it's about their previous outing or things that they did. Bouncing ideas off each other, advice, things like that. Is that something that you guys down in the bullpen, you kind of share information and ways of going about your business as a group down there?
Yeah. Our bullpen group last year was great. There were some veterans in there. Griffin Jacks, Sean Duran, Caleb Thielbar, Brock Stewart, some of those guys. I really got to pick their brains. And Emilio Pagan, the year before, he really kind of took me under his wing and kind of showed me how to go about business down in the bullpen, and that really helps. It's the bullpen's a lot different than starting. You don't you have your routines, but it's not very structured, and you don't know when you're going to throw. There's sometimes 10 days where you don't throw. So, you know, picking guys' brains and just seeing what the guys that have done it for years and years, asking them how to go about business, and it really helps, and it makes you feel more comfortable and have more confidence.
Is it all business in the bullpen during a game?
No.
I was going to say.
No, it is. Well, I'd say.
I mean, how much do you have? You obviously have to pay attention a little bit to who's coming up and maybe how they're hitting. But there's got to be a lot of fun down there,
It is a lot of fun. It is. It's a long season. You can't be all business all the time. I don't know if Rocco's going to like to hear that. But it's a long season. I would say my rule of thumb is, like, obviously you watch the starter. We have great starters. Shout out to our starters. They usually get us into, like, the fifth, sixth inning. And
hopefully.
So, yeah. And so, for me, I usually, you know, around that three-inning mark, 50 pitches, that's when I know it's, all right, it's time to kind of lock in, maybe not as much joking around and having fun. So, I usually, that's kind of my rule of thumb. And I'd say, for the most part, everyone else is pretty much around that area. So, you know, it's the perfect balance for me where I can still loosen up, you know, not be serious, and then have that switch where, all right, it could be me at any point now. So it helps.
I was preparing to do this interview over the last few days, and then I went on Caravan with Louis Varland. And what I was going to ask you was, what have you been doing over the off season to get yourself ready for next season? And then I went on Caravan with Louis, and he was telling some stories. He says that you guys might wrestle a little bit occasionally. And I want to know, have you given any thought to some moves to be able to combat Louis? Because you have the height on him. I'm assuming you have the reach on him.
Yeah.
He's got the background as a wrestler. Have you figured out anything that you can do to defend yourself against Louis's wrestling moves?
I can't tell you all my secrets. This spring training, I can't.
Louis might be listening somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know where he's at. He might be in here somewhere. But, he's a good wrestler. He took me down in about 2 seconds. I don't know anything about wrestling. So y'all don't attack me up here, but he was impressive. That was very quick. The spradle is what he put me in.
How you spell that?
I don't know. I don't want to know. But not very fun.
Cole, got about a minute left for the Twins fans here. Obviously, disappointing end to the season last year. What do you want to say to fans, at least from the bullpen standpoint, about how things are shaping up for this upcoming season?
Yeah, I think our bullpen's in a great spot. You know, I think we have everything that we need to be in the postseason and be where we want to be. You know, I think I like our chances with who we have. We have a lot of guys that can pitch almost any role, and that's where you want to be. You want guys that, you know, say Griff and Duran are down today. Well, you want 3 or 4 guys that can go out there and pitch some valuable innings, and I think this team has that. This bullpen is it's loaded, and there's a lot of good stuff and a lot of strike throwers out there that can go out there and attack hitters.
Ready to get to work?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Excited to get down to Fort Myers?
Yeah, I am. Warmer weather.
Cole Sands, everybody. How about a round of applause? Twins reliever Cole Sands. Coming up next, manager of the Minnesota Twins, Rocco Baldelli, will join us next, live from Twins Fest on News Talk 830 WCCO. More after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.